Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute your way. We're on Brachos 47, talking about eating at meals. What pace should we do? Once Rav and Shmuel were sitting at a meal, and Rav Shimi Bar Chiya joined them and ate very hurriedly, in order that they could join in a zimun. Rav said to him, "What do you want? Is it to join us in a zimun? We have already finished eating before you began, and therefore we cannot be joined together." Shmuel said to him, "If they were to bring me mushrooms and young pigeons to Abba, Rav, would we not go on eating? And therefore our meal is still ongoing, and someone who begins to eat now can join us in a zimun." Here, though, I want to focus on the concept of the fact that the Gemara says eating hurriedly. It brings me to mind back in the days when I was in college in YU, how I would sit and I would eat, and it would take me a very, very long time to eat breakfast. I used to sit for five shifts. People would come 8 to 8:10, then 8:10 to 8:20, 8:10 to 8:30, and 40, 50, until 9 o'clock when I would go and shift start. But interestingly, I didn't feel rushed, and I felt like much more satiated, much more happy eating that pace. And people were rushing and going. A lot of times I would bring food to shear if I had to run to shear, but if I didn't, I would eat in that pace. I felt much more satiated, much more full that way. When you fast forward all these years later, and we have 3 kids, 4 and a half and under, almost 5, we're not able to eat at such a pace. A lot of times I eat much quicker, and I tell you, it does not satiate me, it does not fill me, it goes through much faster and is not as pleasurable, not as satisfying, and not as a wonderful experience. That's why my wife and I like to go out and eat just ourselves without the kids. That's why we went away the other day, just us without our kids, and it felt so much more enjoyable on some level to be able to eat that dinner, that lunch, and then the breakfast with a slower pace, a more satiating pace, a more filling pace. We have to be able to enjoy the things Hashem gives us, not rush through them and not tear through them. I know if we have a lot of kids and we have a lot of responsibilities, it's very difficult to eat slow, but maybe we should try to pace ourselves a little bit, to eat a little slower than we would rush. A lot of times I eat over the sink, standing over the counter, but maybe I should sit down, eat a little slower, make a nice bracha, eat slowly, enjoy the food. And different things we have, don't rush through them, but use them nicely. You know, when you have time with your wife, spend it nice and slow, don't rush it. You have time with your different kids, don't rush it, spend it slow. Take the time to enjoy things, especially food. Don't rush, don't hurry like the rabbi in the Gemara, and like I do now, but really like the olden days when I was in yeshiva, we should all try to eat a little slower, enjoy our food a little more, and different things in life, try to enjoy them a little more in a little slower pace. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 48 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.